What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to the J-Han Special, where I love to talk about Magic the Gathering, Warhammer 40K, Dungeons & Dragons, and other aspects of my nerdy life. My name is John. I'll be your host for this episode, where I'm not going to specifically talk about one thing, but I'm going to talk to you about kind of my direction for the channel, kind of my focus, and some different changes with some of the different hobbies I'm in right now on with their new additions and their new game sets coming out, how I'm going to be approaching it going forward. I will let you know it's primarily going to be Kill Team focused because, hey, that's the newest thing that just came out and has changed up a little bit on how I'm going to be playing it. So let me explain how the channel is going to go in the forward and kind of my thoughts as far as just my hobbies and my games going forward. So, first of all, I just need to address this episode is not going to be as structured as my loosely structured episodes are normally. I tried to record this thing three different times, and every time I do it, I just can't quite, it doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel like I get the words out, so I kind of take a step back, kind of meditate a little bit on myself and my perspective of the hobby, because I don't want anybody to think negatively of some of the different changes that are coming out. So if I say something that, you know, yucks you yum or makes you upset, you're like, okay, well, this didn't quite feel good. Like, I stand up. I like that side of it that you're saying you don't like anymore. I don't want you to think that I'm your enemy or anything in this. I'm just going to point out a few things that how I feel, what I have noticed, and kind of what I'm going to be doing going forward. The first big thing I'm going to get out of the way right now is Kill Team. Kill Team has gone through a huge overhaul and a change. If you bought the core rulebook from 2018, bought Elites, bought Commanders, bought Arena, bought Pariah Nexus, you know, bought the Kill Team Annuals, Rogue Trader, none of that is going to work anymore going forward for Kill Team. I'm a little bit salty because I thought with the release of Pariah Nexus, we were going to be safe with the core rules that we have for Kill Team. And honestly, I really enjoyed Kill Team 2018 for the simple fact that I used this as a springboard to get people from just a small skirmish game of Kill Team to big 40K, because a lot of the rules, not all of them, but a lot of the rules did cross over. A lot of the model stats did cross over. Weapon options did cross over. But I know that was a kind of a point of contention for some people because they said, listen, I don't like the fact that it is so similar, but there are some key differences, so it makes it harder for people to try and learn how to play 40K because 40K players keep making mistakes for Kill Team. And I know a lot of YouTubers that have done like Kill Team how-to videos have had to point out multiple times that Kill Team is its own rule set. It is not 40K by any means. So that got me kind of thinking. I was like, you know what? This is a brand new game with its own entire rules, and I'm sure you guys have seen the shapes, which still doesn't make sense. Why would a triangle that has three sides equal 1 inch? Why would a circle equal 2 inches? I feel like the circle would equal 1 inch if I was going to do something. I didn't plan it. And also, why did they use a pentagon to equal 6 inches? Why didn't you use a hexagon? Was it too close to circle? I don't know. But anyway, it just seems like they're trying to say, hey, your model moves 2 inches with just adding extra steps to it. And it might be a purpose because, I mean, this Games Workshop games, like Kill Team and Warhammer 40K, it's not just played here in the U.S. It is played across the globe. So I'm like, for all my metric users out there that are like, yeah, well, I've been kind of using inches, you know, That's just kind of how I've been doing things. I think using shapes would be a little bit easier for me. Well, then, hey, I'm glad for you, and I'm super happy. It's just me as an American who uses, you know, freedom units. It does make it a little bit more difficult to go on that side. But, hey, if it makes it easier for you guys and it gets more people in the game, then I'm okay with it. It's just, it seems like they're taking extra steps to say the same exact thing. Especially if you already play 40K, you probably already know how inches work. So adding the circles and the triangles and the squares and the pentagons, I don't really get it. But hey, go ahead and go out and shell out some money for those little protractor extender things that they sell. You might be able to paint it up in your Kill Team colors and call it good. So with the new edition, I've thrown my books aside. I said, you know what? I am going to give the new Kill Team a try. Even though I do like 2018, and the main purpose I started playing Kill Team was to introduce people to the game so that way they can then jump over to 40K and play that with me, as I do have the rules for 9, and I've got 5 different armies that I have built up. Most of them are Combat Patrol, but I have a few that are I have two that are over 1,000 points and one that's 2,000 points. I've got enough to play games of Warhammer 40K if I wanted to. I do occasionally go to a local gaming store here in town, and now that things are opening up a little bit better over here in the U.S., we'll see what COVID Delta decides to do to everybody, but if we go into panic shutdown again, we'll see. But for the most part, my playgroups are usually people that I have as friends and that I bring together into my own home that I trust, and I feel, I don't know, as an introvert, I feel comfortable with bringing them in, and I feel like they don't exhaust me every time I'm around them. So that's one thing that's super exciting is I get to bring you to my house and we can play a quick game of Kill Team. And I felt like Kill Team was really good because it was short enough that, you know, you can get a few games in and it wasn't necessarily so one-sided. Like, you sit down to play Warhammer 40K with two people using 2,000-point armies and you have one person taking their turn for Lord knows how many minutes, and you got the other person taking their amount of turn for that entirety of the time. And so, like, the alternating activation really is nice for Kill Team. I'm glad they're keeping that from one game system to the other. And the other thing is the smaller games allow you to shell out more games. So, like, in a 2,000-point game, if you make a huge mistake right away, or your opponent just gets super lucky on rolls and you're just unlucky, that game is very one-sided, and it is a very one-sided game until the end. But if you guys say, hey, turn five, we're done with the game, or hey, we're playing until somebody's entire army is wiped off the board, you might not be having such a fun time, and you're probably not going to get too many games in, and somebody is going to leave salty. And so I like the smaller games. That's the big reason why I don't play EDH or Commander and Magic the Gathering as much, but more so I do play Modern. I love Modern. I love Tiny Leaders. I loved a lot of these smaller, quicker, refined formats because you can get more in. And the other side of things too is you can play more on a budget. So I've seen this across Magic, I've seen it with D&D, and I'm seeing it with Warhammer too, is Kill Team is going to be a bit more budget compared to playing big 40K. You want to go out and get a combat patrol ready to go. You say, all right, I'm going to get 500 points or 25 power level. I'm going to go buy the Star Collecting Box, which is like $90 US or more if you're buying one of the newer ones that's coming out. And guess what? You spend $90, you still don't have 500 points. The most you can get out of a Astra Militarum list right now with the Star Collecting Box, especially since they got rid of the small, little easy-to-build guys, you're going to be getting, I think it's like 425 points. And that's if you are doing some kitbashing converting with your models. That is if you are going through and, you know, putting all the heavy weapons in there with the most expensive heavy weapons and kitting up a tank commander with your Lehman Russ battle tank with all of the different high expensive sponsons and tank weapons. So, yeah, not really the best way to go, not the most versatile list. You might buy all of those models and be like, oh great, I can't really use this. So what is somebody to do? Well, Kill Team, you can usually start the game with one to two boxes. At least Kill Team 2018, that's how it worked. And I did come out with some episodes of one box armies, or even a box army where you and a buddy can split and still play Kill Team. I've got a feeling that this new Kill Team edition is going to open up a lot more towards the narrative and open play aspects, kind of similar to what 40K 9th edition did. And I think it's going to allow a lot more people to jump into the game and, you know, jump off on a small little part. It's the same thing that if you're not comfortable with, like, putting money aside, you know, to invest or something, you don't want to throw $1 million into a portfolio or a stock that you have no idea. You want to give it a little bit. You want to test the waters a little bit and see how you like it and see if you like the process in the first place. That's kind of how Kill Team is. You're doing an investment of your time and energy. You are buying models. You will build them. You will paint them. And you will learn how to play the game. And then you finally get to enjoy getting to play it there. It's an investment. So for me, that's one of the biggest reasons why I'm going to continue on with the new Kill Team. Even though they are changing it entirely, even though I did get a little bit burned, and I'm totally understanding, like, if you say, hey, I'm not playing yet. I put a poll out recently on Reddit just asking the Kill Team community on there, for that subreddit, and said, hey, are you guys going to be jumping to the new expansion? Are you instead just going to focus on Warhammer 40K 9th edition? Are you going to be playing with the old Kill Team rules, or there's something else that's going to go on? There were still a substantial group, I want to say at least like 20-something percent at the time of this recording, that said, hey, I'm going to stick with the 2018 rules because I'm comfortable with those. I like those. And for me, that's kind of the similar place. going forward, you will have a harder time. I'm going to just say this now, especially with the shapes and all the rest of that jazz they're doing, the fact you don't have to measure distances anymore for ranged attack, and the fact that combat's going to be entirely different too, you're not going to have really much crossover between Kill Team and Big 40K. I've heard some people equate it to the difference of Warcry and Age of Sigmar. Haven't played either system, so I can't really speak to either one of them. But just know that you might have a harder time jumping to the larger games. It's essentially going to be like you're learning whole new things. The only crossover you're going to have is that you now have models, and you have some terrain, and you have other aspects. Now you got to buy all the rules for it. So, yeah, we'll see how that goes. And from what it sounds like, you're going to have to buy the Kill Team 4 rules, and then you're going to have to buy a compendium that will come separately. This could be good. I'm thinking positively here. It can be good for the simple fact that if you are going to buy the core rules, maybe they're not ever going to update the core rules like they did with the Kill Team annuals. Maybe they're just going to say, hey, here's your core rules. This is what you've got. And then each time we update like the points level or the costs of your models, you don't have to go out and buy a whole new book. Instead, you can jump over and get yourself the compendium for the army that you play. So might be a good idea. Hopefully they're a little bit cheaper compared to buying a whole new core rule book. We'll see. As of right now, we don't know what the pricing or anything else looks like. So yeah, that's my perception of Kill Team, and that has shaped a little bit on how I'm going to be doing this channel. As you guys know, I was doing Guard Drill Thursdays, where I was talking specifically about the Imperial Guard going across from 40K and primarily Kill Team. I was going through data sheets for all of the core rule book, the elite rule book, and the command. I have stopped those because those are no longer going to be of use, except for a small contingent of people that are going to still play 2018. Since I am going to jump over to the newer side, I probably will continue that again if things do come true with the whole regiments. As many of you that you know me, either in person or you've just been a part of the channel for some time, you know, I have a little bit of a subset in there of talking about budget. I am more for budget players because I feel like you can get more people into the game, you can introduce more of your friends to the game, and you can build up multiple different like armies or maybe decks for Magic or different like characters or, you know, campaigns for D&D. Your budget is a big thing for a lot of people, and it's a huge gatekeeper for getting more people into the hobby. So, you know, I'm going to focus on Kill Team again. Yes, it's a little bit more budget friendly than 9th edition. I'm still going to talk about 9th, and I'm with the change from Kill Team, I'm going to probably play a little bit more 9th going forward too, because I don't know, I've got the rules and I enjoy playing that specific system. We'll see if I like Kill Team more, but you know, I'm still going to talk about both and bring that to your guys' attention. Try to bring more budget content for you too, especially with some of the different model lines being discontinued, some new ones getting re-released. I want to try and share that with everybody that I can, if I can. So as of right now, I'm going to be going on a little bit of a hiatus from the station and doing a lot of recording. I'm going to be focusing a little bit more on my career and what I'm doing now at work, but I'm also going to be focusing on learning some of the different new rules that are coming out and just trying to find out good content to bring to you guys, because I don't want to be the guy that's just spouting out a bunch of stuff that doesn't necessarily pertain or matter to you. I want to be the guy that's bringing content that you're like, hey, this is actually pretty informative, or I like this, or I can relate to this. And right now, what I'm going to be putting out won't necessarily go through and really help things. I'll probably do Magic Mondays still, but as far as my Warhammer content, that's in a little bit of a flux right now. So if you guys have questions, comments, concerns, maybe you want me to cover something or even jump into looking at some new aspects of hobbies. You know, I play video games. I really enjoy them. I play other casual board games outside of, you know, the more competitive side, like the deck builders, like Magic the Gathering and you know, and Warhammer, or even D&D, where it's more time intensive for people. I do play more of the pick up and go games as well. So if you guys want me to cover more of that and what I actually play outside of my hobby tabletop games, let me know at thejhamspecial@gmail.com, which is the official email for the station, or let me know at the Real J Ham on Twitter, or the JM Special on Twitter, which that's the official podcast for this station. Until the next time, y'all be good to yourselves. Don't let the world catch up with you. And I'll see you in the next one. Bye.